Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Independent this morning, which leads with the abortion vote in the Dáil last night. They did well to get it on the front page because it was around 10 o'clock last night when the vote happened. Fianna Fáil leadership rivals go against Martin on abortion vote is the headline for the Irish Independent. Two of the main Fianna Fáil leadership contenders have voted against the Taoiseach's position on a Dáil bill on abortion. Fianna Fáil divided on the issue. Micheál Martin saying he would support it. And apparently he announced this before telling his own TDs what he was going to do. And the bill was opposed by Jim O'Callaghan and Dara Cleary, who are seen as his leadership rivals. The Irish Daily Mirror, quote, "He stabbed girl near her heart," end quote. A doctor told a court yesterday he rushed to help a young child injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Peter Harper, a consultant at Temple Street, had been cycling near the scene at Parnell Square and attended to the girl. He said the five-year-old had no pulse and due to the position of the stab wound, it was likely her heart had been perforated, causing cardiac arrest. Irish Daily Mail, the number of scans taking place in hospitals at the weekend is so low that the average rate was recorded as 0% last year. Health Minister Jennifer Carroll-McNeill has now ordered consultants to fix their rosters after the report showed barely any hospital scans were carried out on Saturdays. So few being carried out that it's marked as 0%. Although I was in hospital last August and I got an MRI on a Sunday in Naas Hospital, but they're saying no scans happen on a Saturday or very few happen on Saturdays. So now consultants have to sort out their rosters. The Irish Times on the front page, Garda headquarters fears suspects charged with crimes this week, including murder. If you're caught with murder this week, you may later seek to derail your prosecutions on grounds you'd no access to legal advice after your arrest. And this risk arises because solicitors who normally carry out criminal legal aid work have withdrawn their services in a row over a new fees payment model. So Garda HQ has issued guidance to members urging extreme caution while the solicitor's action continues. That's on the front of the Irish Times. Also, if you're in the market for a new house, well, we have Dawkey Mansion, which is the most valuable this year. Actually, it's just been sold, unfortunately. So if you had a spare 15.5 million euro, it's been sold. A landmark mansion with its own private harbour on Collymore Road in Dawkey has sold for 15.5 million euro, making it the most valuable home sale so far this year. I assume these buyers won't be worried about energy prices and the cost of living. The Irish Times understands that Inishcarrig, a Victorian property, has been acquired by an Irish family living in the US. So maybe they want to come home to Ireland, home to Donegal, home to Dawkey. I'm sure they can afford a house in Donegal as well. The Irish Sun, the Late Late Try Show is the headline. The Sun continuing its coverage. They're very worried in the Sun about who's going to present the Late Late. And they say, an exclusive on the front page, that RTE could be forced to try out a series of presenters on the Late Late next season. So apparently Patrick Keelty still hasn't signed a deal for the Late Late for next September. So time is running out to secure another host, and they reckon that they're going to try out five presenters. So the presenters are Kieran Cudahy, Oliver Callan, Maura Duran, Mirren O'Connell and Dermot Whelan. They are being tipped to get a month each in the hot seat from September. So it's like a Late Late a month for each presenter. Five stars, five top talent next season presenting the Late Late if Patrick Keelty doesn't sign the deal. Elsewhere, the Irish Independent tells us, this is a very interesting one, luxury retailers are going to have to share information on high-spending customers suspected to be involved in money laundering. So this is new measures aimed at cracking down on financial crime. So if you're a shop that sells fancy watches or handbags or even fancy cars, you are going to be asked to give information to Gardaí, I assume, about these individuals so they will have some intelligence, because sometimes these individuals will use these fancy shops to convert their cash into assets that can then be resold. This is the latest response to financial crime. A couple of other stories in the papers. The Times of London tells us for many passengers, the longest plane journey you'll ever take will be about 12 hours. But soon you're going to be able to fly from London to Sydney from October 2027. And the flight is going to take 22 hours. This sounds like my worst nightmare. I wouldn't even do this in first class, by the way. 22-hour flight sounds like hell, but it's going to be the world's longest. It's called the Kangaroo Route, and it'll travel 11,000 miles, 22 hours. God love the staff working on that flight. They're going to be exhausted. I know they'll get plenty of breaks, but that's if you're able to sleep on a plane. Closer to home, if you don't want to fly 22 hours, the Mail tells us over half of Irish people are planning to holiday at home this year. They're not bothered going abroad. People want to go see the Cliffs of Moher, the Ring of Kerry and the Giant's Causeway. Kerry is the number one favourite county people want to visit, followed by Galway and then Dublin. And Munster was named as the most popular holiday region, cited by a third of respondents. That's a new survey in the Mail there by Enterprise Mobility. If you are going on your holidays to Dublin, you might like to stay in this hotel room. This is in the Mirror. It's the GAA Fan Room, and it's just been launched at the Maldron Hotel, Croke Park. So if you're going for a big game, you can stay in the GAA Fan Room, which promises you an unforgettable experience. So the hotel room overlooks the stadium, and inside the room is decked out with everything a dedicated supporter could want. So you'll have county flags, jerseys and GAA inspired memorabilia. Also, I see packs of Tato in the room as well, and they've replicas of the Sam Maguire and the Liam McCarthy. And if you like and you want to stay in this room, if you let them know what county you're supporting, staff will style the room with your local elements before you arrive. So that's an interesting one. Read more about that in the Mirror. It's not often Kildare gets to be in Croke Park, but if they were, nice to stay here. And you ring up in advance and say, I want my room all white for the Lily Whites.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.